Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Now listen, if you're someone who's consumed by things, clutter, stuff, I want you to listen to this next segment. My guest is celebrated designer Clodagh, whose entire belief is life-enhancing minimalism. Clodagh's designs are seen in spas, hotels, and homes around the world, and she embraces integrative philosophy with everything she does. She's also a philanthropist and co-founder of a fabulous charity, the Thorn Tree Project. Welcome, Clodagh, to America Weekend.
Oh, thanks, Valerie.
Tell me about your philosophy in design and why you believe that minimalism is life-enhancing.
Well, there's many reasons. I think we live in a very cluttered world. We live in very cluttered lives. And it does clutter at home, to add on to that. I think it confuses the brain and makes the thinking process less clear. Because visual clutter is actually... It gets your attention. Mm-hmm. It draws your attention from doing what you really should be doing. I, for instance, have a quote every year that I abide by, and next year is put your attention on your intention.
Okay.
And you can do that best if there isn't a lot of stuff on your desk, if your closets are used as supply rather than storage, and that's a really strong point with me. There should be no storage. It should be something that's taken out and used seasonally, or it should not be there at all.
Wow.
So
okay.
Anybody who's listening to this program who might want to think into themselves into their closets right now and ask themselves if there's something in there that could be passed on to help others, mm-hmm. and is taking up shelf space or rail space that's just useless. And this applies particularly because I think a kitchen is the heart of a house, mm-hmm. it's the heart of a house as well. And I find people's kitchens are unbearably cluttered with stale spices and old bags of things that have been long past their sale date. And that kind of thing takes the joy and spontaneity out of cooking, and cooking is part of life-enhancing minimalism. To be very prepared for what you cook.
Okay, so I have to just say, if you were in my closet in my kitchen, you would be horrified right now because
I'll come right over.
Yeah,
I'll fix it.
I am one of those storage people, and I assume you don't believe in storage units then, for that matter.
Storage units,
when people put things in another unit, they buy a unit and they put stuff in that unit just to store?
I can't tell you how many billion of storage units are left untouched and the people never revisit them. If that amount of money was put into health research or helping the homeless, rather than they even have a show, I think, on TV, that storage units or abandoned storage units
yep.
are open.
Yes, that's true.
I find that pathetic. I really do.
So how did you get into this philosophy? Is it something that you were raised with, or did you come to an epiphany in your own life?
Well, first and foremost, I'm the child of downwardly mobile Irish aristocrats who held on to everything that they could hold on to. But as the houses got smaller and smaller, they had to get rid of stuff. We moved 5 times before I was 16, and I saw the moving trucks come in and the agony about what to let go and what not to let go. And at one point I said to my mother, why don't you just get rid of the lot and start again? And I think that probably was when I was about 14. That I thought that things are pretty useless, that mm-hmm. relationships are what count. And if surround yourself by beauty, yes, and beautiful things. There's nothing wrong with that, but use them. Or
this
else
is true.
Let somebody else use them.
Right, right.
My
right.
mother was very philanthropic, so she gave a lot of stuff away, too.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was actually wanted to hang on to every family piece of silver, which we all had to clean, by the way. Another reason for life-enhancing minimalism is that it cuts back on the cleaning.
Mm-hmm. This is true. This is true. And so,
but when you go, for instance, when you walk into a room where everything that's there should be there, and there's nothing surplus, it's a very calming feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love designing spas, because I can put in exactly what is going to make you feel good.
Tell me about some of the projects you've recently worked on, Clodagh.
Well, I've just completed earlier this year a hotel called Six Senses, Douro Valley in Portugal. And Sixth Senses actually embodies what I believe, the brand Sixth Senses, because it's beyond the physical. And everything there is quite beautiful and harmonious and contextual. And the treatments there, it's a spa and wine hotel, because there's nothing, by the way, about life-enhancing minimalism that's about self-denial.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And the corridors gently lit, and the hotel rooms themselves are also quite spare, but the beds are just dreams, you know. You feel like you're floating on a cloud.
One of the many properties that celebrated designer Clodagh has designed. Go to Clodagh, Clodagh.com, for more information. I'm Valerie Smaldone on America Weekend.
America. Think Green. Harrison with you. For those of us with gardens, we know so well that growing food is so much cheaper than paying for it. And in cases where you can harvest seeds from your own garden, you can grow food for free indefinitely. Discovery and the Brooklyn Botanical Garden have a few gardening tips even when rain is scarce. You can start by watering in the mornings because water evaporates in afternoon sunshine. Also, water the soil, not the leaves, since deep watering lasts longer. And use mulch and compost, because mulch locks in moisture and compost adds moisture. And don't use pesticides, because plants only tolerate pesticides, and pesticides end up stressing the plants out, not helping them. And finally, don't plant anything big during a drought, because new plants will suck the liquid life from the rest of your garden. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This well-traveled guard was a regular on the highlight reels in the 90s. He played for 7 teams in 15 years, scoring nearly 13,000 points.
Kendall Gill spins around Jordan and scores.
So where is Kendall Gill now? Kendall thought about returning to the NBA in 2010. In the meantime, he's been keeping in top condition by boxing. The Southpaw heavyweight has gone 4-0 with 3 TKOs. Since 2006, Kendall's been a studio analyst for the Chicago Bulls, where he's keeping it real.
I have never, ever seen a team play so well, then lose to a team that stinks.
And with some of the teams he played on, Kendall would know. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.